united in the work. I saw that a paper was needed and all should feel interested. Work to remove this rubbish. Well, we know that that work never took place. She says that our greatest need is for revival and reformation. This work of removing the rubbish still exists in our day. We have paralleled the wandering in the wilderness of ancient Israel. We have reached the time where Ezekiel chapters 8 through 12 says it's about time for the overflowing scourge, the Sunday law, to sweep through the earth. But therefore, it's also about time for the man with the dirt brush to come in and clean out this garbage, to allow the true jewels to once again be recognized. Now, Sister White says, a very good passage out of Testimonies, Volume 6, page 408 to 410. She makes a statement, could the curtain be rolled back? And it would be good if we could somehow roll back the curtain for ourselves, and you'll see what I mean. Could the curtain be rolled back? Could you discern the purpose of God and the judgments that are about to fall upon a doomed world? Could you see your own attitude? You would fear and tremble for your own souls and for the souls of your fellow men. Earnest prayers of heart-rending anguish would go up to heaven. You would weep between the porch and the altar, confessing your spiritual blindness and backsliding. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children. Let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach. Turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments. Then turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him? After Israel's apostasy and bitter retribution, God's message of grace for the repentant people was, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her, and I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valley of Achor, Achor means troubled, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the days when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me my husband, and shalt call me no more my Lord. And